All right, settle down, you vultures. Before we dive into this next little slice of geriatric misery, a word to the wise. Are you one of those people? You know, the ones with the "Who Rescued Who?" bumper stickers? The ones whose phones are filled with more pictures of their drooling mutt than their actual offspring? Yeah, you. This one might curdle your fucking kibble.
He ain't kidding. This story's got a grandson who's a prize piece of shit and a dog that makes Cujo look like a goddamn therapy poodle. If you think every four-legged rat deserves a hollow, or if you cry when Bambi's mom gets whacked, turn this shit off right now. Go knit a sweater for your fucking chihuahua.
Precisely. This vignette delves into the rather unseemly intersection of familial exploitation and poorly managed canine aggression. It presents a stark, perhaps unsettling, portrayal of the less palatable aspects of pet ownership and the often disappointing nature of progeny. Those with overly sentimental attachments to the animal kingdom, or an aversion to, well, reality, may find the narrative upsetting. Your delicate sensibilities are unlikely to cope.
Bottom line, Pilgrim, some grandkids are born assholes, and some dogs are just plain mean sons of bitches. It ain't complicated. If you can't handle that, or if you think every furball with a tail is a gift from God Almighty, then you best ride on out. This ain't no feel-good Animal Planet bullshit.
You heard him? The grandson from hell meets the hound of Hades. Consider this your trigger warning, your safe space evacuation notice, whatever the hell kids call it these days. It involves drool, terror, potential dismemberment, and the kind of family dysfunction that makes you want to get sterilized. It's ugly. Still here? Figures. Bunch of goddamn rubberneckers lining up for a car wreck. Fine, don't come crying to me when your precious Fido starts looking at you funny. You twisted fucks. Let's roll the tape on this disaster. Family visits at the senior center. Yeah, sounds heartwarming, doesn't it? Like a goddamn Norman Rockwell painting puked onto a linoleum floor. Kids visit, mild applause. Grandkids, break out the good china and the emergency defibrillator. It's a fucking state occasion. Everyone sucks in their gut, hides the piss stains, pretends they remember the little brat's name. It's all a performance, a desperate charade hoping the little leech might actually give a shit, or at least feel guilty enough to visit again before the inheritance check clears. But then, there's Ed's grandson, Milo. Sounds like a fucking disease, doesn't it? And maybe it is. A parasite, disguised as progeny, sucking Grandpa Ed's retirement fund drier than a mummy's ball sack. Mention this to Ed. Oh, he gets defensive. He's a good boy. Yeah, good at spotting an easy mark with a fading memory. And Milo's got an accessory. Brutus. A pit bull that looks like it gargles gravel and shits pure malice. Milo used to bring the four-legged hate crime inside, claiming it cheered up Grandpa. Cheered him up like a fucking IRS audit. The dog was basically a furry middle finger to everyone with a pacemaker. Naturally, Brutus got banned. Did that stop Milo? Fuck no. Now he leaves the beast in the car, window cracked, so Brutus can projectile drool and practice his audition for Cujo on anyone dumb enough to walk past. Milo thinks it's charming. Everyone else thinks Milo should be neutered with a rusty spoon.
You ain't gonna fucking believe this. Guess who crawled out of whatever sewer he lives in? Milo, that prick grandson of Ed's.
Sweet Jesus. Ed's gotta be the only poor bastard happy to see that shit heal. Blinds himself to the fact the kid's treating his bank account like an all-you-can-steal buffet. It's like watching a coyote cozy up to a three-legged rabbit. You know how it ends.
Oh, dreadful. Not that. That creature again. Brutus. A vulgar display of unrestrained aggression. All teeth and dripping jaws. I understand canine behavior is often a reflection of the owner's inadequacies. But that doesn't make the beast any less of a clear and present danger to civilized society. Honestly.
Yeah, yeah, Reggie. We know you're scared of anything tougher than tapioca pudding. Now shut your pie hole. The good part's coming. So, Milo pulls his usual shit. Parks the goddamn car right by the entrance. Rolls the window down just enough for Brutus to stick his ugly mug out and audition for Satan's lapdog. Milo goes inside, and boom, like clockwork. The mud starts gargling, razor blades, and hawking flame, like a goddamn fire hydrant of hate. Seriously, the slobber. You could drown a small horse in that shit. Anyway, who comes waltzing back from her shopping spree? Dolores.
Dolores. My Dolores? The sophisticated lady of discerning taste.
Your Dolores? Are you fucking high? After that stunt you pulled? Showing up to bingo dressed like a goddamn reject from a Farrah Fawcett impersonator contest held in a crack den. She sees you now. She runs faster than a cat shitting razor blades.
And whose fault was that, you Neanderthal? It was your imbecilic suggestion. The wig, the peekaboo nightgown, utterly mortifying. I knew I should have opted for the Cher ensemble. Far more dignified.
Dignified? You looked like a praying mantis in drag having a seizure. And who the fuck told you to make your grand declaration of love during the Tuesday afternoon bingo blackout round? Read in the room, Reggie. Ever fucking heard of it? You didn't just scare Dolores. You nearly gave Mrs. Henderson a stroke, and I think Frank from accounting actually got a little chubby.
Why you? You boorish lout. I was aiming for romantic spontaneity.
Both of you can it, like two squirrels fighting over a turd. Antonio, you were talking about the goddamn hellhound trying to eat Dolores. What happened next?
Right, right. So Brutus is going ballistic, yeah? Eyes rolled back, foam flying. And Dolores has got that little purse dog. Fifi. Suddenly, Fifi, who ain't bigger than my left nut, fucking launches out of Dolores' arms. Runs right up to the car, this little ankle biter, yapping her goddamn head off at Brutus like she's Godzilla. No fear, protecting her mama.
Fifi, the chihuahua, the one that looks like a strong gust of wind could snap it in half. Well, I'll be...
Astonishing bravery. That diminutive canine must possess metaphorical cojones of considerable magnitude.
Fifi's a girl, Reginald.
Confound it, Spuds. It's a figure of speech. Must you be so tiresomely literal?
Are you fucking done? So it's a standoff. Tiny yapper versus slobbering psycho. Brutus is losing his goddamn mind, trying to tear through the door. Then, get this. The stupid mutt, in his frenzy, hits the fucking window button. The window slides down. Oh, holy shit. Pandemonium, walkers clattering, canes stopping like machine guns. Everyone hauling gas. Old man Clyde, that sneaky bastard, even tries to trip Miss Lucy. Survival of the goddamn fittest, right? But Fifi stands her ground, yapping away.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Jesus Christ, Antonio. Is the little critter? Is Fifi?
And Dolores. Was she harmed?
Get ready for this. Fifi almost killed Brutus.
No goddamn way. That's like a gnat taking down a buffalo.
Preposterous. How? Did she employ some sort of venomous bite? A surprise attack to the... Undercarriage? Unlikely, given the size disparity.
Better. Brutus lunges out of the car, jaws wide open like a furry fucking garbage disposal, goes straight for Fifi, and Fifi, gone, like a goddamn magic trick. Brutus snaps, gulps, swallows the whole damn dog in one go.
Oh, you gotta be shitting me. That poor little thing. I swear to God, I'll...
Unspeakable. Barbaric. That monster. Where is my antique dueling pistol? I shall dispatch the brute forthwith.
Whoa, whoa. Settle down, you trigger-happy geezers. Didn't I say she almost killed him? Listen. The second Fifi vanishes down Brutus's gullet, the big dumb bastard starts choking. Like he just swallowed a fucking pine cone wrapped in barbed wire. He's staggering around, eyes bugging out, making noises like a blocked drain. Goes on for like 30 seconds. Then whoosh! Out shoots Fifi, covered in slime, looking pissed off, but alive.
Thank Christ.
But wait, there's more. Brutus is still on the ground, gasping, turning blue. By now, Milo and Ed hear the commotion, come running out expecting a bloodbath. They see Brutus flopping like a fish out of water, and Ed, who's got to be 90 fucking three and usually moves slower than continental drift. He takes one look, goes full goddamn superhero, marches over, hoists that 100-pound sack of shit Brutus clean off the ground. Starts doing that Heimlich maneuver.
The Heimlich, you mean, Antonio?
Whatever. He's pumping the dog like he's trying to start a stubborn lawnmower. One, two, three pumps. And pop. Out flies Fifi's little rhinestone collar.
Holy hell, you sure the little dog's okay? Swallowed whole, choked on. That's rougher than a night in jail with a cactus.
Better than okay. She lands, shakes off the goo, marches right back over to Brutus, who's still wheezing like an old accordion, and bites him square on the fucking nose. That big tough killer dog squeals like a stuck pig, tucks his tail so far up his sass, it tickles his tonsils, and runs to hide behind Milo's legs.
Well, I'll be dipped in shit. Little Fifi. Who knew?
A most satisfactory conclusion. Justice, albeit unconventional, has been served.
Gets better. Dolores tells Ed exactly what happened. How Milo's mutt has been terrorizing the place. Ed, bless his finally seeing the light heart, turns purple, reads Milo the Riot Act like a drill sergeant dressing down a maggot, tells him to take his shit-stained dog and get the fuck out, never come back. Ed looked kinda sad afterwards, apologized to everyone for his asshole grandson.
Ed has nothing to apologize for. That reprobate Milo, however, he owes this entire facility a profound apology, and perhaps reparations.
We ought to keep an eye on Ed. Losing even a shitty family connection can hit hard when you're that age.
Nah, don't worry about Ed. Guess who swooped in to comfort him? Dolores. Got her arm around him, patting his shoulder. Looked like she might be measuring him for a new leash. Offering support.
And so the reign of terror ends, not with a bang, but with a chihuahua hacking its way out of a pit bull's esophagus. Justice, senior center style. Ed finally kicked the leech to the curb, proving even at 93, you can still grow a pair. And Dolores? Well, let's just say she might have found herself a new, slightly older, considerably less likely to swallow her dog companion. Or maybe she just needed someone to hold her purse. In this place... You never fucking know. God help us all.